I have the organizers, Scott Harris and Perry Edwards. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Holly.
I wish I had some like cool BioBlitz soundtrack music for you, but I was not that clever.
I still think the Ballroom Blitz would be the perfect intro. What was the band? Sweet?
Yeah, which is appropriate for any intro, I think.
Right.
A little glam rock. But enough about music. BioBlitz, what? It's such a great title, and it encompasses a little bit of everything, right? Scott, why don't you tell us a little bit about the title?
Yeah, BioBlitz is a natural history event of the year for Sitka. This is the opportunity for anyone that's interested in nature, natural history, the outdoors, or even learning about any of those things to come out and spend time with folks that have a passion for this stuff and experts in different fields of different biological sciences and wander around Sitka and trying to identify and count every little species we can.
That's a pretty tall order.
Oh, yeah. We have a 7-mile radius circle around Sitka, and our goal is to count every species of critter, plant, lichen, fungi, bug that we possibly can in a 24-hour blitz.
Well, I have to ask Perry, what kind of person wants to count everything?
A scientist or somebody who has obsessive compulsive issues would be my best guesses on that first off.
Is that fun?
Absolutely. You know, I mean, and the beauty of this whole thing is some people are really into mammals. Some people are really into fish. Some people are really into lichens. And all those different needs can be fulfilled at the BioBlitz, which is going to be officially the kickoff for the BioBlitz is noon on Saturday, and we'll run till noon on Sunday. And BioBlitz Central is going to be at the Rasmussen Building over in the Fine Arts Campus.
So when I hear, like, this BioBlitz, I sort of see, like the beginning of a marathon and, like, people with little notebooks that are just going to start counting things. Are there some specific events happening this weekend, or is it just, like, go crazy, count it up, bring it back?
It's a little of both of those, actually. We're kicking it off this evening over at UAS campus in room 106, where Bob Armstrong is going to be the keynote speaker kind of for this whole thing. He's doing a talk called Connections in Nature at 7 p.m. And Bob Armstrong is a great naturalist here in Alaska. He was involved with a book here with John Hudson called The Aquatic Insects of Alaska. And John Hudson's also going to be here. So, I mean, we've got a star-studded lineup of folks that are coming to this. Throughout the day, then on Saturday, we have a whole bunch of different things, some for adults, some for kids. You know, some things will be right at Rasmussen Building, so you don't have to go far. Other things, if you're more adventurous, we're going to have a group going up Harbor Mountain, checking out stuff there, a group going out Indian River, checking out stuff there, running. Usually they're going anywhere from an hour to several hours, depending upon how long it takes to get there.
And there seems to be enough variety. Scott, you were saying that I think the tagline, if you had a tagline for BioBlitz, would be like from terrestrial to marine or alpine.
We like the moniker from peaks to pinnacles.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. And Perry was just about to mention, too, I believe, there's going to be a full schedule in the paper today in the Sentinel. And unfortunately, there's so many different activities that people are going to – this is the only disadvantage of BioBlitz is people are going to have to choose what they want to do because there's so many things happening at the same time. We have events especially designed for children. There's even some learning opportunities, for example, things like map and compass with the Civil Air Patrol or nature photography, things like that specifically designed for younger people. And then if folks are interested, like Perry said, in different – taxonomic groups or critter groups, if we want to call them that. They could go out with a mammalogist and count mammals, or they could go out with an entomologist. We're bringing Derek Sykes from University of Alaska Fairbanks. He's the curator of the entomology collection at the Museum of the North, so he is Alaska's expert on bugs, land bugs, that is, and you can hang out with him and go identify and try to trap bugs as well. So there's all different kinds of activities going on that people are going to have to pick and choose from.
That's good. It's nice to have lots of options. And what's nice is you're bringing a lot of scientists from out of town. And if we've learned from other organizations bringing in folks, is that scientists are really hip people.
Oh, yeah.
They're really fun to hang out with. And it's a good way for kids to see, oh, I can do this for a living.
That's right, yeah. Let's see, a few other folks that are coming. Steve Trudell, who is the author of Pacific Northwest Mushrooms, a fungi expert from University of Washington.
I think I heard somebody faint in the distance. It was very exciting.
Dave Wagner, he's a lichenologist. He'll be here. John Hudson, who's an expert on dragonflies. He'll be here as well. Bob Armstrong, of course. And Bob's, I really encourage people to go to tonight's presentation at UIS, because Bob has authored a number of books, from birds to insects to plants, and he really enjoys photography, so I imagine it'll be a pretty interesting slideshow / presentation. He's kind of like a naturalist emeritus for Southeast Alaska. He's been doing this for a long time. Let's see, other folks, Karen Dillman from the Forest Service. Let's see, am I missing anybody here?
Gwen Bayless from the Forest Service also is coming down. She's going to be doing a bird mist netting and bird banding thing on both Saturday evening and Sunday morning. So that should be really cool. We're trying to get our bat survey stuff and our owl survey stuff finished up and getting that planned out. And really the best thing to do is to look in that schedule in the paper that's coming tonight and see which ones you're interested in. Come out to Rasmussen. We're doing the kickoff at noontime tomorrow, and we're going to have some booths out there and some animal skins and different stuff that people can check out with that and find out exactly where some of the things are going to take place at. So some of the things we're still trying to figure out the best place. When these subject matter experts come in, they may have different ideas than what we thought. So the final part of that is going to be to come out to Rasmussen and find out where they're going before those things. So if you see something, for instance, at 3 o'clock on Saturday that you're interested in going to check out, come to Rasmussen a little before then and double check to make sure. And we're hoping that people can carpool out if at all possible. So then we can take 47 vehicles up to Harbor Mountain. It's skinny. It's had some issues. Stuff has come down on the road. So it's kind of sharp rocks and things. You don't want to take your low clearance vehicle up there. One thing I think we haven't mentioned is that there's been a whole bunch of different groups that were involved in putting this together. We had Thicket Conservation Society, the Forest Service, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, National Park Service, Thicket Tribe of Alaska, State Parks. Who am I forgetting?
Sitka Sound Science Center.
Sitka Sound Science Center. There we go. That we're all involved in this. And we're also going to be on Saturday at 5 p.m. We're going to be having a community barbecue out there. So we're going to have the big Barbie fired up. And if people wanted to bring some side to go with that, I think we have rockfish and halibut planned for the Barbie at this point. So if you want to bring a salad or a dessert or just bring yourselves, you're welcome to come out and enjoy that.
Well, there sounds like plenty to do. And was there something in particular about having the BioBlitz in August?
Yeah, so some of the things, you know, Juno had one last year and the year before, and they did it in June. And some of our concerns with that were twofold. One, that a lot of the alpine plants weren't going to be ready in June. In fact, this year they were under several feet of snow. And also for things like the macroinvertebrates and some of the other things, they weren't going to be at a stage where it was very easy to identify. So we felt...
Bugs.
Oh, that's right. Thank you. the bugs weren't going to be obvious to identify. Some of those things are really hard to tell in their juvenile state. And the last but not least thing is there is so much going on in Sitka that this was the weekend where there wasn't a bazillion other things going on. There was a couple of things, but not throughout the whole weekend. So we felt that the planets came into alignment and go.
It sounds like you have everything covered. You have food, you have entertainment, and you have accessible events for all ages. Is there something in particular that either one of you is looking forward to this weekend?
Well, my son, who's 6, is particularly interested in hanging out with Derek Sykes from UAF because he loves going wandering around the forest and looking at insects and bugs and things like that. So I'll probably, you know, vicariously hang out with my son, who's going to be hanging out with Derek Sykes, to go look at bugs.
So bug focus for you this weekend. Perry, what are you excited about?
Man, I'm excited about so many of them that, you know, I don't have a choice of going to all of them. But I have to admit, being a fisheries and wildlife biologist, that the bird banding stuff, the owl stuff, the bat stuff sounds really exciting to me. The intertidal stuff on Sunday sounds really exciting to me. So, I mean, there's just, you got to choose, though.
Lots of choices. Citgo BioBlitz. It'll be a little bit easier because you'll have a large ad in the newspaper tonight.
Yes, it will be very obvious. I think it's 6x6 or 6x8-ish. It's big, so it should stand out. Has a schedule of all the stuff, has the locations where we know it of the stuff. Gives people an idea on which ones they might try to plan into their weekend.
Terrific.
And people don't have to decide right away either. They can just show up at noon tomorrow or tonight at the UAS talk and learn more, too. They can ask questions, check out the different groups that are going out, and decide later which ones they might want to join.
Lots of opportunities and lots of fun this weekend at the BioBlitz. I'd like to thank the organizers, Scott Harris and Perry Edwards, for joining me. Thank you.
Thank you, Holly.